Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Time for picks. ExpressBet editor-in-chief Jeremy Plonk. We're going to Pimlico. Race 6, he likes the 9. 6-1 odds. Race 7, he likes the 5. 12-1 on top. Woo! You can bet these races, the Preakness, and many more on First Bet, the preferred horse betting app of VSiN. Sign up today with First Bet. Use the code VEGAS1000 for an instant $10 free, plus up to a $1,000 bonus. VSiN.com/horses for details. VSiN.com/horses.
Here he is, folks. Yeah. Thursdays with the Maestro. Mike Palm joins the program host here on VSiN. The show is called Odds On, weekdays at 2 Eastern, 11 o'clock Pacific. And, of course, the VP of Circus Sports, the Golden Gate ND in downtown Las Vegas. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Mitch. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, Mike.
Good morning, Woonsocket, Rhode Island, our loyal Nesson family, Urbana, Illinois, Peekaboo Marquee, we see you, Innisfail, Alberta. Some hockey going on up there. Rogers Sportsnet. How about Roanoke, Virginia? I get a lot of heat from the Masson people. What's all the Nesson love? What about the Mid-Atlantic region? Good morning to you. Brockway, Pennsylvania, AT&T in the Pittsburgh area, and Seal Beach, Sunrise over Spectrum. We say good morning.
All right.
Okay, you brought it up. The folks that give you the heat on Masson, right, that watch every day, Nationals, Orioles, territory, are they really going to trade Juan Soto?
How can you?
23 years
Too
old?
Young.
One of the best
Too
players
young.
In baseball?
Too young. What's the rebuild plan? 8 years?
That would be lengthy.
We brought this up earlier,
very
right?
Lengthy.
He's one of the few hitters that would completely change the future market, right? I mean, if he goes to the Padres or the Blue Jays.
He's probably your MVP, except he plays on a team that's so bad that that will penalize him.
Yep.
You know, you just get Andre Dawson every year.
Yes.
That counts against you when your team's 40 games below 500.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah, for sure.
But he changes pennant races. He changes future markets and awards and things like this. I can't see them doing that. How about for your fan base?
That would be a huge negative.
How many years of suffering must they go through?
The Padres are the rumored team to be right there with the Blue Jays.
Got to deal them. Come on. Bring them to
Oh, well, I mean, you guys are major sponsors of the Padres.
major sponsors.
Right?
Yeah.
Trey Abrams, Mackenzie Gore, those are the two maybe link players. And
well,
then
to.
Some.
You
yeah, I would
to.
Give it up in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Mackenzie Gore's pretty good.
He's good.
He's pretty good.
What's Juan Soto we're talking about?
Fun to watch here. How much is Blake Snell stealing from the Padres?
Oh,
God.
Oh, I was surprised by this, though. Well, I mean, he's Jesus.
We'll ask you about the contest here coming up in a second. You've always been an under player, hockey, Major League Baseball. First five unders, I think one of your specialties. We talked about this yesterday with Burns going against Fried with the Brewers. I mean, the first five total was three. Can you make a – that's – come on.
So I decided to bet it by inning. I laid 150, no run in the first. Then I laid 160, no run in the second. And then they ran into four runs in the top of the third. But I still made a profit because I hit two and I lost that one. I'm not going under three. You've got to be too precise.
Yep.
Too precise.
You can't
get
make
an
a mistake.
Error here. You walk the leadoff batter and you're behind the eight ball.
Mm-hmm.
And you can never really get off it if they get a run early, right? Because there's no margin there.
Will it turn? We were at 62% at one point with unders. Now it's coming down.
Well, I mean, the weather getting warmer has to
yes,
affect. They say the ball is too mushy, right? It's not mm-hmm. hard and it's not consistent. So we'll see. Maybe it's just that the pitchers are just too darn good. These guys, I mean, do you ever envision when you watch a ball game and you'd have three or four guys every game throw 95 miles an hour? We never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was an oddity. Now it's everybody. Everybody coming in out of the bullpen in the fourth, fifth, sixth inning throws 95.
You fully on board with the Yankees?
Listen, their defense is very good. Their run prevention is great. Now, can Nestor Cortez survive the rap lyrics? I thought Nestor Cortez was live for the Cy Young.
He is. Yeah, come on.
40-1?
Oh, no, it's all right. He just deleted the Twitter and...
Well, who knows, though?
It was a long time ago, though, right?
A lot of things were a long time ago. Well, Kelly in Vegas was a long time ago.
Sure.
Anyhow, Cortez, good. I mean, they've gotten depth, good middle relief.
Uh-huh.
A little weak at the bottom of the lineup, but who's good in that division? The Blue Jays, a lot of questions now.
Has to be.
Right? And
because the pitching's been so great in the home, the starters.
Tampa Bay does it every year, and they have like nobody, right?
That team, they're going to be good, yeah.
They'll be around. They'll be in
fine.
The playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that I was on with Will Hill, the New York City podcast, for the first time yesterday. Hard to get in there. Usually Ben Fox every week. But he asked me, who's a better bet at minus $2 to win the division? I think the Yankees are better than the Mets at $2 to win the division. Because I still fear at some point Atlanta will wake up.
Well, yeah.
They've got to score more runs. Look at how they blew that game yesterday.
Oh,
come
awful.
On. Yeah, you lose that with Fried and 4-0.
Yeah, but I don't. I have DeGrom out and now Scherzer got hurt.
How long
and
Scherzer will be out?
Right.
Can they ever get that staff? Mayhill out. Are they ever going to get that staff
he's
healthy?
Hurt too,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. You might have the right church, wrong pew, though. Maybe the Phillies. Can I go with the Phillies, though? I mean, they should have swept the Dodgers on the
you're
road.
You're so spot on Nola. Nola can't win.
Oh, I don't. No. That's
if the Phillies score four, he gives up five.
Yeah, exactly.
If the Phillies
right.
score one, he gives up two.
Two.
He can't win.
Yep.
This. You know who has the most innings pitched in Major League Baseball since 2018? Aaron Nola. But the guy doesn't win. He's supposed to be a top pitcher. He does not
you know
win.
What? I never would have guessed that. Since 2018, he's the
leader.
You
give me 20 guesses, I would have guessed
same
Nola.
Year. Mm-hmm. Although, they should have swept the Dodgers. Right? Wheeler now, what, last three
Wheeler
starts?
Looks great.
Awesome again.
Our Cy Young ticket's back alive here with Wheeler.
Oh, you're on him this year?
I bet him this year.
You take the cash out option on Valdez?
I should have taken it after opening night when he almost was perfect against the A's. He'll be okay. I got Bieber, Valdez, and Urquidy in the American League. And Musgrove at 50-1.
Yeah.
That's a good number.
He could be live.
Yeah, he's live.
Yeah, Musgrove... And Wheeler in the National League. Oh, and Peralta. Peralta had a great start this week.
He did.
But I got behind the eight ball with all these guys with like their second, third, and fourth starts were no good.
You know, I'm on Peralta as well. I have him, 60-1 or whatever? You can find him now 80-1 again.
Yeah.
I might re-up and add a little bit more
great
on him.
Great start, 7 innings, 10 strikeouts, no runs. Wheeler again.
Yep.
Again, he's had 3 good starts in a row.
Okay, so you came on the show with Derek on Tuesday. You announced plans, the guarantees, the rules for the two contests here this year for the NFL at Circa. I'm always curious from bettors, the feedback that you'll get for something like that. And again, for those that don't know, what the guaranteed payout this year on both Circa Millions and Survivor is $6 million to the overall prize pool. I'm sure you get an overwhelming amount of positive responses, right? What's the negative look like?
Well, let's talk about the positive first.
Sure.
Everybody's happy about upping the guarantee in the millions, staying with the $6 million in Survivor and still having the bonus. Really, most positive response, how deep we're going into, go to 100 deep,
yes.
And they go to 5 spots in the quarters.
People, you're too late, but I know.
One negative. What do you think the negative was?
Not $1,000 is too low?
No. The Thursday, if you lose the Thursday Survivor, you can re-up and buy those entries back. A few people said it's punitive to the out-of-market players who won't be in Vegas that weekend, who came in July or August to sign up and don't have that same option. I don't know. I know you guys talk about six bills and this and that. I don't see it. Yeah. I bet you there's less than 50 entries that do that.
Well, yeah. The response that I got from some pros said, no way, no how should you go with that theory of playing week one, and then if you lose, you come in with six more. Professional bettors reached out to me and said, you can't do that.
That's why I just can't see it happening.
Yeah.
Why would you ever get involved with that game? It's a one-point spread.
That's the thing,
you're
right?
You take the Bills on the road?
You're taking a gigantic risk already in week one.
There's a lot of other spots to take the Bills during the year.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of other spots.
Yeah.
You may not take the Rams. You want to try to get the million-dollar bonus, but there's a lot of spots you're going to use the Bills.
Sure, right. And then if you lose it to re-up, then you're going to be 12,000 into it. And then if you don't win at all, then it's just like you double up on the ante overall.
All right. I thought you might add something there. No good. Well, the double option's no good there, right?
Ridiculous. More ridiculous
that's there,
what he said.
Right. Well, come on.
No details in that nonsense talk.
I got that. I'll tell you, it's unfortunate if something happens to him, but we had a great time when you filled in last week. This kid with his TV predictions and the Cheers thing when you were out is top five.
I saw this. I saw the feedback that we got.
The Shelley Long stuff, that Cheers went downhill once Kirstie Alley appeared.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, laughable.
Was it that?
That's not even an opinion. That's a fact.
Shelley Long.
Right in. Shelley Long was a great character.
Oh, Diane
and it's
was
believable that her and Sam were in a relationship. Why would he be in a relationship with that neurotic fat broad? Kirstie Alley. But seriously, it's a middle. I mean, she just wanted to marry a rich guy. It's a sickening character. Sickening. Woody is not a big a drop off to Coach, but still a drop off. I mean, Colasanto had some of the best lines of the whole series.
Oh, he was terrific.
Coach was really the centerpiece around it. All shows are like this. The first three or four seasons are great. It's really hard to maintain quality. But Cheers dropped off the face of the earth.
So you're getting feedback from people.
Tip O'Neill and Kevin McHale saved. Gary's Old Town Tavern was a nice storyline later on.
That was good.
That kept it going. But.
Oh, God. Come on.
Yeah. You're a big Kirstie Alley fan?
I thought more than Shelley Long. I did not like Shelley Long.
Shelley Long was great. What a put-on character.
I didn't like Lilith at all. Put-on.
Bebe Neuwirth.
Did you like Frasier?
Oh, yeah.
Frasier was great.
Oh, yeah.
The show Frasier was also
that
very,
was also very,
very
good.
Smart. Yeah.
Come on, who's the best character on Cheers?
Clavin.
Clavin's awesome.
Really? Norm? Sam? I don't know. There's a lot of great characters.
The old guy at the end of the bar, Al. He had like three lines a year, but they were always the best ever. Yeah. Who's the biggest bigwig when they had the fortune-telling machine? Sinatra.
Remember Fat Paul?
Oh, yeah, Fat Paul Balding Paul.
Yes. Ted Danson's the man, though. Let's be honest. Okay. He nails it in whatever he does. Yeah, okay. He's a great
CSI.
Character.
Yeah. He was good in CSI. Okay.
Yeah. Well, great on Curb Your Enthusiasm. And The Good Place. Have you ever watched that?
No.
Ted Danson, you might like that show. Kristen Bell's in it.
No.
You might like that. It. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Well done. I don't remember Shelley. I don't remember Cheers from all the way back.
You don't remember Shelley Long?
No, I remember on it, but I don't remember the episodes. I was young, little tyke.
I thought Rebecca was a good character.
Terrible character.
It's like you with Derek Stevens. He likes Billions without Bobby Axelrod. What a bizarre take that is.
That show is tough to watch now. I catch up on it when I can. I used to watch it every time on Sunday night.
It's funny. And I picked The Mind of a Billionaire. He loves Winning Time on HBO. Loves it.
Maybe the greatest sports documentary ever. I haven't seen it, but
you don't want to.
You're poo-pooing that idea.
Don't even start it. Now, no hyperbole is coming up next. Mike's five biggest gaffes in the sports world over the previous week here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
Came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Dominance with MLB totals. That's what you get with David the Dominator Hess, one of the top cappers over at Winners and Winers, hitting 63% this year. Small slate, but he picked out a total he loves, and you get it for free by texting VSEN 320-350-3500. Get the freebie from David. Text VSEN 320-350-3500. Let's roll.
No bias.
You will.
No pulled punches.
Your wife cheated on you because you lost sight of who you are as a man, as a husband.
No agenda.
There is no fear in this dojo.
This is no hyperbole.
This is the best part of the week.
Here's the maestro, Mike Palm.
I am the smartest man.
Here we go, number five. By the time we get to Phoenix, the Suns, by the time the Suns get, I already got this messed up. All right, number five. By the time Phoenix gets to 50, the Suns won't be rising. Game seven of the second round Western Conference Series between the Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns will be one we will remember for a long time. Not because of the high level of play in a series where the home team had won and covered the first six games, but because of the sheer ineptitude of the home squad. The Suns, who won 64 games during the regular season, eight more than any other squad, scored 10 points in the entire second quarter and trailed 57-27 at half at home. The Sun starters combined for just 15 points in the first half. They trailed by as many as 46 in the third quarter and lost 123-90. Perhaps it wasn't a good idea for Chris Paul and Devin Booker to clown Luka Doncic at the end of a 129-109 Game 2 victory. It was eerily reminiscent of LeBron and D-Wade clowning Dirk in the 2011 NBA Finals. Never a good idea to poke the other team's best player, or any player for that matter. The colossal rout begged the question, if this was the worst Game 7 performance of all time, it would be hard to argue against, but here are some of the nominees. 2002 Western Conference Finals, Red Wings 7, Avs 0. Mm. Patrick Waugh gives up 6 and is never really the same after. 2004 American League Championship Series, Game 7, Red Sox 10, Yankees 3. Up 6-0 after 2, Red Sox complete the comeback from down 3-0. 2005 NBA first round game 7. Mavs 116, Rockets 76. Rockets missed 27 straight three-pointers in that game.
Oh.
And the 2019 NLDS game 5 winner take all. Cardinals 13, Braves 1. Braves gives up 10 in the top of the first. Number 4, they came to see Alfonso Marquez. The Yankees and Blue Jays opened an important 3-game set in the Bronx on Tuesday, May 10th. In the opener, the Jays forged to a 3-0 lead against Luis Severino. In the bottom of the sixth, Jays starter Yusei Kikuchi Aisei Tamato ran into trouble and was lifted for reliever Yimi Garcia. Giancarlo Stanton greeted Garcia with a 3-1 homer to right, tying the game at 3. Josh Donaldson was next up. After a slider for strike one, a Garcia fastball ran in on Donaldson and hit him on the arm just above the elbow. Donaldson took his elbow pad off and walked to first. After a few glares from the Yankees dugout, we were ready to resume the game. Or were we? Alfonso Marquez, the crew chief, slowly huddled his crew together, and after about 30 seconds of discussion, Marquez ejected Yimi Garcia and then proceeded to eject Blue Jays manager Charlie Manuel, pitching coach Pete Walker, Nick Nurse, Sheldon Keefe, Argonauts head man Ryan Didwinny, and seemingly anyone and everyone who coaches in the GTA. Why would Garcia hit anyone, especially someone batting 215, after an 0-1 count and a 3-3 game in the sixth inning? It defies logic. After the game, Alfonso Marquez said that Donaldson and Blue Jays catcher Tyler Heineman had exchanged words earlier in the game, and they were, quote, strong words. Are you kidding me? Guys chirp at each other all game long. We are now going to use this as proof of intent. As we said 2 weeks ago when no hyperbole forced a Dan Bellino apology to Mad Bum, Major League Baseball needs to get control of its umpires. They are acting more like Supreme Court justices with lifetime appointments to the game. Number 3. If a Major League Baseball series is played and no one sees it, the Padres and Braves played a terrific series last weekend in Atlanta, or so I'm told. The Padres scored 4 in the ninth Friday night to win 11-6. Braves won 6-5 on Saturday, and the Padres won the rubber game 7-3 in 11 innings on Sunday morning. The series was broadcast on a different platform each and every game. Apple TV Plus on Friday night, cable TV on Saturday, and Peacock on Sunday. It's hard enough to get folks to watch or attend baseball games in a competitive market for people's entertainment dollars and time. And now Major League Baseball has added the impediment of, in addition to ludicrous blackout policies, broadcast platforms that people don't have access to or can't find. Apple TV had purchased the rights to broadcast 2 Major League Baseball games every Friday. For now, there is no subscription fee for viewers. For now. But how many diehard baseball fans can find Apple TV? Remember, the average age of a person who identifies as a baseball first fan is 53, as compared to the average age of the 31 that identify NBA as their favorite sport. And Peacock, the spinoff of NBC, is broadcasting one game every Sunday at 8:30 a.m. Pacific. That's 90 minutes ahead of any other scheduled game on the weekend the entire year. Peacock is currently subscribed in approximately 20 million homes in the U.S., less than 1/5. And get this, it's not available commercially. Sportsbooks and bars can't get a Peacock subscription. Believe me, we tried. So despite our partnership with the Padres, we couldn't even show Sunday's game against the Braves on these massive screens right behind me. Rob Manfred continues to find ways to spread this game to less people. Simply amazing. Number 2, 25 to life for Michelle Tafoya. Michelle Tafoya, the former Sunday Night Football sideline reporter, did the unthinkable. She crafted a tweet suggesting that Angels broadcast of the game where Shohei Ohtani hit his 100th Major League Baseball home run was a bit over the top, and I'm not sure she'll be able to show her face in public ever again. To give some context, after the 100th home run, the ball was retrieved and brought up to the booth. The telecast repeatedly cut to shots of the baseball and talked about it for innings after the home run. Tafoya's tweet said, quote, "Enough of the Ohtani baseball chatter." It didn't say enough of Ohtani. But we shan't let the facts get in the way. Media outlets and Twitter warriors were tripping over themselves to attack Tafoya as a racist for not appreciating and acknowledging that Ohtani's 100th home run ball was akin to manna dropped from heaven by God himself. America is no longer a marketplace of ideas. It's a republic of groupthink. Will I be shunned at dinner parties if I point out that Ohtani has the best hitter in baseball, Mike Trout, protecting him in the lineup? Will I be banned from the PTA for mentioning that in a starting pitching rotation, by all objective accounts, lacks depth, Shohei only pitches every seventh day? Those thoughts simply aren't acceptable in today's America. Book should take down the AL MVP prop. It's over. Babe Ruth wins it again. Number one, I don't believe what I just heard. There are certain occasions I get texts from many people on the same day. Christmas, my birthday, Father's Day, or when Lisa Hextall calls a nationally televised hockey game. My phone blew up on consecutive nights as Hextall called first the Kings at Oilers Game 5 and next the Stars at Flames Game 5 on, of course, ESPN. The text asks, are you listening to this game? Who is calling this game? And of course, how could this happen? Most folks, from friends to casual acquaintances, chose to mute the TV if they continued to watch. How bad was it? Well, we have a sample of Lisa Hextall on a hockey game.
It's Kempe. Kempe moving on it, takes the shot, and he slides it home!
The inane statements like, nothing happens in this game that Connor McDavid doesn't make happen. Lisa, the Oilers were down 3-1. What are you talking about? And the shrieking on every goal call. Imagine if Hextall were calling the FA Cup final on Saturday at Wembley. She might have passed out after 11 consecutive successful penalty kicks to decide the cup. I want to know who at ESPN listened to Lisa Hextall and decided she is the best person to do play-by-play on a nationally televised Stanley Cup playoff game. It's unfathomable. You can pick any junior high in the country, and the kid on the PA at the basketball or football games is better than Lisa Hextall. She makes Tiffany Green sound like Doris Burke. And that is no hyperbole.
Okay. I don't understand your Ohtani stance. It's baffling.
What
don't last year, too. We've never seen this before.
It's so over the top. How can this guy be 2-1 to win the MVP? You should bet everything you have. Unless he gets hurt, he's winning the MVP. He's the greatest thing anyone has ever seen in baseball. He's Babe Ruth. You cannot criticize him.
Well, Babe Ruth didn't even do this, though.
But you cannot criticize him. You can't say anything.
Okay, so this is all tongue-in-cheek with you.
It's not really tongue-in-cheek. I'm not saying he's not doing something nobody's done. Right. But if you criticize Shohei Ohtani and you don't think that he's the greatest hitter, he's the fourth best hitter on the team, Mitch.
Do people say that he's the best hitter on the team?
But
I honestly don't know the answer to that.
Well, if they talk about him being Babe Ruth, I think Babe Ruth was better than the fourth best hitter on his teams.
Well, I think they talk about him being Babe Ruth because he hits any pitches. And we've never seen that before. But it's been 100 years.
But people, Pujols pitched the ninth inning. Is he now the leading candidate for the NL MVP? If Dave Kingman the second best starter on the Cubs in the late 70s, would he have won an MVP? Same strikeout rate, same contact rate.
Right, so if Ohtani does the same thing that he did last year, or his numbers come down a little bit batting, but he's better as a pitcher, he doesn't deserve it?
I'm not saying it, but it's a foregone conclusion. I mean, he's 20. Okay. He's a 20-1 favorite. Is he that much better than Vlad Guerrero? Is he that much more valuable?
So that's what you're saying is that there's no way it's 2-1.
That's the group thing is that you can't think of that anybody. Don't dare. How could you say Aaron Judge could be the MVP? He can't be.
Well,
Ohtani is the most valuable player.
I agree with you on that. It should not be over with at this point.
But it really is. I mean, he's minus 140 in some markets now.
He's that low?
That low, and we're a month into the season.
I didn't see that. Wow, okay.
It's varied. There's markets offshore. He's a negative number already.
All right, up next, in-pocket plays. Mike is going to fire on Shohei to win the MVP.
I am.
And he'll explain some of the benefits of working for Circa owner Derek Stevens coming up next.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're up.
All right. Time now for in-pocket plays. And this is why it's important to list pitchers when you can do so. The play that I bet yesterday was Cubs team total first five over 2.5. That's actually a refund, fellas, not a loss, because it was the whole angle here was fading Mitch Keller. And then after the show's over with a couple hours later on, Keller did not get the start. He actually came in out of the pen after Crow started instead of him. Mm. So that was a refund. The whole play was against Mitch Keller. So that's going to be, again, a refund on that. Today, I am on the Mets. This is a fade of Dakota Hudson. We brought this up earlier. Adam Burke with a great breakdown in Point Spread Weekly. his weekly regression report. Now, this is on the move. It was $1.06, actually, earlier on the show. Mets first 5 minus a half run. I've had him 110. It's like $1.20. I see it as high as $1.30 now at some spots. So we'll go Mets first 5 minus a half a run. Bassett's also been pretty good. And then some of the pending stuff as well. Again, Jaden Ivey, number one pick overall, 40-1. Vesna, Shesterkin, even money.
Go okay, ahead, my friend. Easy winner with the Warriors. Carolina won, but it wasn't in regulation. So that's a loser. And Reds Guardians total over 7.5. That was canceled. They're doing it again today with Molly and Quantrill. Let's go with Everton today. Huge game today in the Prem. Relegation battle at home against Crystal Palace. They shouldn't be in this position. The damn red cards in the last game. But they have 36 points. Leeds 35. Burnley 34. One of them goes down. It'll be relegated. They also host, they're at Arsenal Sunday. So they're not, Arsenal, bad performance Monday. But Arsenal has a lot to play for trying to sneak in that top four with Tottenham. So Everton's going to need this one because I think Leeds can get a point on Sunday. And one more time, Celtics Heat, largest lead under 17.5. Can we get a close game? Can this cash, right? Pending Rangers to win the East 15-1, Mavs to win the title 25, Hero Eastern Conference Finals MVP 40-1. Blues Avalanche over 5.5 games. Lightning, $1.35 to win the series. I have seen enough after one game. Florida 0-21 on the power play. Vasilevsky so good. They had 3 power play goals. Florida came out flat, and I think Tampa much the best there in that series. In Pocket presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern. BetRivers.com. You guys get buried if Tiger can win this thing. He birdied number one.
Well, we begged for it. We wanted to be in this position.
Huge odds on
it. At least we offered the two-way market here. Yeah. But it's good for the game, at least. Let's let him be competitive through Sunday, right? I mean, you'll get a lot more eyes on, a lot more people coming to watch it. More in-game, round-by-round play. You know, you brought up an interesting point, Mitch, about at books where you still have the option to list first fives, list pitchers, excuse me, it's automatic usually that any first five bet includes the starting pitchers. Right, I mean, it's just it automatically lists them, even if you don't.
Right,
you
right.
don't, because that's why they're making the line based on the starting pitchers.
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, betting hockey, what do you like today? Anything in the games tonight or Major League Baseball? Again, it's a short card. It's a Thursday. It's getaway day.
Yeah, I like. Look, I think there's only going to be one competitive series in the NHL, and that's the one in Florida, and we'll see what Florida has tonight.
Wow.
Well, no Braden Point. They got to get this game, too, at home. But their power play looked inept.
How can it be that bad?
Tampa looked dominant in that game.
Yeah.
Now, we'll see. But they have to win tonight. They might be in their heads. Remember the last game of the regular season? Tampa went in there, scored 8 goals on them down in Sunrise. They might be in their head here. And, you know, somebody told me, they're like, well, Tampa Bay should have never beaten Toronto. The Capitals controlled 5 out of the 6 games they played against Florida and gave them all up. I mean, I always said heading into the playoffs, the whole story of this playoffs is going to be, do you trust Freddie Anderson and do you trust Bobrovsky, right, on these two best teams in the East? Well, maybe the Hurricanes get lucky and have Ranta in there, and he's been pretty solid, and I'm still not sold on Bobrovsky. I thought there were a couple weak goals in that first game, but I still think it could be competitive. The Blues, Bennington can stand on his head. They may hit 5 posts, the Avalanche. They cannot beat the Avalanche. I think it's a huge mismatch. The Oilers and Calgary. Ottinger had maybe the best single series goaltender performance in playoff history, and now you face Mike Smith or Koskinen if they go back to Koskinen. Come on. And the third goal.
The first goal.
They had nothing on them. They were just thrown towards the net.
Yep. I know. Yep.
They were bad. Of course, Markstrom was awful, too. They still won by 3.
Yes.
Markstrom had given up 5 goals on 18 shots through 2.
I know.
And they were still ahead.
Oh, the second and third goal he gave up.
And then, I know, the Rangers played awfully well. If Shesterkin goes to regular season Shesterkin form, maybe it goes 6. But remember, Carolina dominated them. In the last month of the regular season, they went to MSG and killed them twice with Shesterkin in net.
With the division on the line.
On the line.
I'm well aware. Yeah. Yes, I know.
I'm well aware.
Yeah, that's right.
We got a good tweet from Ian earlier. We were asking about these series, how they're going to go with the scores. He said every game is going to be 2-1 Carolina and the Rangers. He said every period is going to be 2-1 Flames and Oilers.
Yeah. I was so shocked. You know I'm a first period under, and it's been on a great run. How was that not 2 last night at Calgary? That first period was 1.5 under plus 120. A bad line was over in 51 seconds in. Tear that ticket up. Right. Tear it up. 51 right. seconds
historic.
In.
Historic.
If you're like Mitch and you didn't change the channel and put on the deuce, you didn't even know and you were done.
I had no idea.
Stuck it in on you. He mentioned this earlier. We used to go over this with Nick Bogdanovich, who used to be at William Hill, about the Top Gun thing and Game of Thrones. Can we ever see oddball stuff here? Small limits? I mean, really, how many people would know the outcome of this stuff, right? Like, you could bet the Oscars in Jersey at several points. I mean, how many people? I couldn't believe it. They said on the lottery the other night. One guy knows the outcome, Ernst & Young.
That's
really?
It.
One guy? Okay. Mm. But that goes back to the Oscars and some of the stuff. We can get some of it.
I think you could make this argument that less people know who are winning those awards than know where the draft picks are going to be. I mean.
I think you're spot on with that, Mike. Mm.
The team knows who they're picking. Mm. That means let's say there's only five guys in that room that know. But how about their families? How about everybody their families talk to?
Yes.
If the players have a clue, there's many more people than the six guys at an accounting firm or whoever knows.
I brought up Better Call Saul. I want to be able to bet on what's going to happen in the mid-season finale next Monday night. They're probably sworn to these affidavits or waivers. Like, you can't mention this to anybody, so how would anybody have
any
clue what's
going to happen?
Even more
punitive for people like that could ruin their career by
exactly
giving something
right.
like
there
that
you
away.
You nailed it right there. Just put up a $50 limit.
Because
you're not going to tell anybody and risk throwing with the confidentiality, with the risk-reward. Right.
Okay, tell us some of the benefits of working for billionaire owner here, Derek Stevens.
Well, he's a pretty good businessman, as thought of in some circles. But you get to meet some incredible people. We mentioned the owner of the Mets, Cohen, came by. And the other day, Derek texted me. He said, are you available at 4 o'clock? Come up to Legacy. There's a charitable organization that might want to have an event here, a fundraiser. So I'd like you to be here. So I go up there, and it's Greg Maddux and his daughter and their charity thinking about it. And so, I mean, just thrilling to be able to sit up there with him and talk about the event, but then talk a little baseball. I mean, I mentioned to him, I said, you know, as a bad beat for me, I said, you know, I'm living in Indiana at the time, but you live on Hernandez there at Greg game, right? The 97 NLCS game five.
Oh, you brought that up?
I said, look it. I laid 170 with Kevin Brown against you. And then he gets scratched. They put in, who's this Levon Hernandez? Of course, I call my man and I said, oh, that bet's void. I said, give me eight dimes to win four. You became a $2 favorite. I said, little did I know what was going to happen with Eric Gregg. He says, I feel worse than anybody. He was giving me 6 inches. I had no idea how much further I could have went out.
Oh, that was one of the all-timers. Oh. Think how much he was giving.
The other batter's box. McGriff said I couldn't even reach the ball. Yeah. Chipper Jones was.
My God.
What did he strike out? 16, Leyva?
That's a guy. Now, Gary McCord, now with the Billy Walters stuff, you could talk to Maddux for 3 hours.
Yeah. Oh,
the
no
stuff
doubt.
He has, the stories about, hey, I could throw inside the bag wall. I know he would just miss it if I threw it right here.
Right.
And he would. Yeah, bring ask him about the Cubs?
I mean, he loved Chicago, living in Chicago. And what I didn't have time I wanted to ask him about was Tony Gwynn. Tony Gwynn was the one guy that killed him. Tony Gwynn hit over 400 against him lifetime. But if Greg Maddux walked through here and you weren't a big but you wouldn't know.
No.
Just an unassuming regular
guy walking through.
Right.
That's baseball.
I miss Maddux because I loved watching because all the games were on TBS, right?
Yep.
He'll go out there every fifth day and like once a month, it's going to be an 82-pitch, two-hour game, 3-0 Braves win.
Yep.
Like Pivetta
I loved watching them.
Pivetta had last night.
Huh?
Complete game five hitter in 2:30 last night they played against the Astros.
To your point, so refreshing. Location is the name of the game. He didn't throw hard.
Nope.
Never threw hard.
Knew where he put it every single time.
Well, remember he had that inning, he set the inning streak, no walks. How many games he went without a walk, Maddux?
Mm-hmm.
Terrific.
All right. Good stuff. Fired up today.
A little fired up.
Yeah.
A little fired up.
So how bad is it if Woods takes down the PGA?
It's big.
Big?
It's big. It's six figures. But it might be mitigated through with the end game and through the, or it might get worse. As people keep
beat,
but people might try to fade or people might try to follow.
How about this? I asked Paulie earlier, at what point is John Daly going to be 2-3-4 over? He said by the end of the show. He's 2-under.
Just missed a birdie putt, too. Barely.
Yeah.
It's hanging in there.
Rip it and rip it.
Yes.
All right, pal. Good to see you again. Great stuff as always.
Good
you can
fun.
Catch Mike every single day, Monday through Friday, right here on VSiN with his show. It's called Odds On with Amal Shaw. And that's at 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock Pacific. Up next, Matt Baskirgin is going to join the program. We'll talk some Major League Baseball. It's he buying this report that Juan Soto could be traded.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
VSEN spring specials here, $59. You get everything VSEN has to offer from now to the end of July. Adam Burke's daily best bets in MLB, Von Tobel on the NBA playoffs, Andy McNeil, Stanley Cup playoffs. If you want the full VSiN experience, the daily best bet emails, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of the betting tools, the live video stream whenever you want it. The cost $59. Subscribe through July 31st. Sign up now, VSiN.com/spring.
All right, let's close here. A little Major League Baseball as the great Matt Baskerjian joins the program now. Major League Baseball Network, little pregame spread action coming up a little bit later on today. Matty, good to talk to you again. How are you?
Hey guys, doing okay. Why is it every time I'm on you guys' show on Skype, I get hit with a bunch of spams from dating services as soon as I hang up? I want to say you have something to do with that, Paul.
Paulie's fault? Can you imagine tracking Paul's phone, for getting a hold of his phone, getting the password, getting in, and looking what he's checked out the last like 3 days? Oh my God.
Ooh. It would be a fascinating read. I mean, that's like having access to the Dead Sea Scrolls. I would love that.
God, teenage optimism and strawberry ice cream.
Yeah.
It's good.
All right. Okay. So we've kicked this around like two or three times today. This report came out yesterday about Juan Soto, you know, how he would change the entire future market if he would, you know, get dealt. Two of the teams I was reading last night that would have the most interest at this point anyway, if he is dealt, would be the Blue Jays and the Padres. Are you buying this? Could they really deal like one of the best players in baseball only at the age of 23?
Yeah, I'm buying it. I wouldn't endorse it, but I wouldn't put it out of the realm of possibility. You know, I heard what Mike Palm had to say after his lengthy shout out to every affiliate city on the VEASAN network. and it was interesting. I mean, honestly, like Mackenzie Gore and Abrams, or what, that's not enough, man.
No,
I mean,
it's
you're
not.
Talking
no,
about
no, no.
a generational talent. And if you think about the motivation for the Nationals, okay, so maybe the rebuild is going to be long, as you brought up with Mike earlier this morning. That's the kind of thing that a team does when they're trying to clear the decks. And why are they trying to clear the decks? I mean, is there continuity there on an ownership basis? I don't, like, how would you trade a still controllable generational talent like that? Maybe if he gets closer to the expiration date on the contract, it's one thing, but it's weird. I question why they're doing that if, in fact, it's real.
Mitch asked me earlier about, could you still take Nestor to win the Cy Young? Do you think there's value with Cortez or some other guys now? There's a lot of guys are off to hot starts.
Yeah, I know there's an article on MLB.com this morning about the five front runners for each Cy Young award in each league. Verlander's the chalk on every site, and I saw him on Monday as short as plus 500, and I love that, because he has been unbelievable this year. Nestor's a great story, and mm-hmm. I love the kid. I love the stuff. I love watching him pitch. But Verlander has the comeback narrative. Look, there's only been 10 guys that have ever come back from Tommy John at age 37 or older. He's 39, and he's the only true power pitcher in that group, and he starts every five-plus days. He goes again tomorrow. Four of his five wins, by the way, have been by more than a run. So, you know, lay the run and a half, play the Astros when Verlander pitches, and sit back and enjoy. Yeah, he's my guy for AL Cy Young.
Mm, very right? good. Okay. How about, are you concerned about the Blue Jays and the Mariners off to slow starts? Could there be value moving forward?
I think so, because once they clear this this stretch of schedule, and Toronto hasn't been bad. They just haven't run away and pounded people the way they thought people thought. And Seattle's still kind of limping under 500. I got this. I wrote this down for the show here. Did a little show prep for you guys. Seattle starting next week. Nine of their next 12 against Oakland, Baltimore, and the Rangers.
Okay.
And Toronto, first half of June, they get Kansas City, Detroit, and Baltimore. So, you know, the traditional number in baseball is 40 games. You know who you are after 40 games. And we all think back to that 84 Tigers team that started 35-5. And as it turned out, they were that good. So Toronto and Seattle, they're still a little shy of the 40-game mark, but we're getting awfully close. I'd say by the middle of June, if they haven't picked it up, there'd be more concern than there is now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think you're going to be objective here as well. But doing the Angel games, have you seen enough to say at this point that they're a playoff team?
Yes. Yes and yes. They have the components. It's all there. Little implosion with Syndergaard in Texas this week, yep. And they didn't have a particularly good series. Bullpen caved in yesterday, but they have every component. And I'll say this, you say it for every team, just like Palm mentioned with the Yankees, they don't have a great bottom of the lineup. Well, with the Angels, everybody has to stay healthy. And you can say that about any postseason caliber club. When they have everybody going right, 1 through 5, Ward, Trout, Ohtani, Rendon, Walsh, that's as good a top half of a lineup as there is in baseball, not just in the AL West. So I like what they did beefing up the bullpen. And yes, I think they're real this year.
Yeah. Okay. So you have on Ariel Epstein on Pregame Spread quite often, and she's really good with the K props. What are some of the keys that you look for when it comes to betting the individual player props with their strikeouts and guys that you've been monitoring this year that are either good to the over or to the under?
Yeah, I have not been as good as I should be on these, but because I fall in love with guys that I see for my own self. And when I put my eyes on Garrett Whitlock, I think, good Lord, how does this guy not strike out 8 or 9 a night? And I'd advocate his over every time. He was 4.5 last time out, and he fell under the number. You know, one of the things I look at, though, is day-night splits. There are some guys with bigger strikeout totals in the afternoon, and your guy Nestor Cortez is one of them. You can get him on a Sunday or a Saturday day game, bang that over. But here's the rub on this. A lot of people like to jump on the strikeout number early to get the best of the number, and I hear you guys talk about that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
for me, I need to see the lineup and I need to see who's in there or not. It's you know, today you got Texas and Houston, and Framber Valdez hasn't really cranked up the huge strikeout totals yet. He's probably going to open at around 5.5 against the Texas lineup that doesn't strike out as much as you'd think. But if somebody's getting the day in that lineup, that's gonna be worth the strikeout or two. I know a lot of guys that pitched in the big leagues that go through an opposing lineup and they'll say, where can I go if I get in trouble with a strikeout? You know, today you got an early start. You got Mets Cardinals today. Chris Bassett, who, by the way, I love for NL Cy Young still. He's not even listed as a top five guy. And at the end of the year, he's going to have close to 20 wins, you watch.
Wow.
But if Tyler O'Neill isn't in the Cardinals lineup today for some reason, that's going to be worth minus a strikeout or two on his total. So I advocate waiting until you see a lineup, even though you pay a bigger premium.
The perils of also betting like overnight numbers. I can go back to the Angels when Detmers had that no-hitter. I bet the Angels on the overnight, Matt, before that game even started, because Ohtani was taking on your boy McClanahan the next day. It was minus 120 or so. I thought it was a great number on Ohtani because he was so hot on the mound. But the next day, after they, you know, scored like 12 runs, they were hitting bombs all over the park. Trout has the day off. I'm like, oh, that number sucks now. That's no good. And yeah, sure as you know what, they got beat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big deal. Opposing lineup matters. And I know there's a lot of just devotees of the number that don't care. But I don't even know how they can put a number out before you see a lineup. To me, that's a big deal.
2 minutes left. We were talking about this yesterday. The way to go, I think, you're good with the strikeout props and the total base props. I can't believe some of these numbers, how low they are with guys to hit home runs. I mean, they're not hitting 60, you know, not like 60, 65 a year. It's like 2.53 to 1 for these big names to go deep.
Yeah, I agree. It's I don't know how these books can figure that's a worthy bet. So, you know, let's take Vlad Guerrero Jr. for example. He had 48 homers last year and 600 at bats. This year, he's homering every 19 to 20 plate appearances. You mean to tell me that's you're going to give me plus 240 that he'll hit a home run, the highest act in the sport? Plus 240, if we're not talking at least 4-1 on a home run prop, you can stuff it. And these books should be ashamed of themselves. They're preying on amateur players to try to jump in there on those numbers, thinking there's value there. There isn't. Stay away from that stuff.
Yeah, for most of the big name batters, you're exactly right. The value is just not there on a day in and day out basis to bet a home run prop.
Agreed. And total base is the same way. You're going to give me plus 115 on somebody having more than 1.5 total bases, and that, you know, the player thinks, the gamer thinks in their mind, oh yeah, it's just a double.
Sure.
You know how hard it is to hit a double?
Yeah, right.
It's not that easy.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Spot on. Great stuff as always, my man. You're the best. Thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate it.
See, I'll be looking at my phone for all the solicitations I get from Match.com now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Sign. Yeah.
Whatever you do, do not connect with Paulie via Skype, because then it's all over with. I think your phone automatically goes up in flames at that point.
There you go.
I'm going to turn it off.
Yeah, sure. Good fun. All right, we'll see you soon.
John Daly threw 7.
He almost had an eagle on the last hole.
He's 2 under.
He just missed an eagle, they said.
Schauffele's 2 under. Zalator, same thing.
He missed a birdie before. The kid could be 5 under. This is fun. Good leaderboard.
Yeah.
Tiger birdie number 1. All right, how about the Bassett stuff he threw in there?
That was kind of like under the radar. I didn't see that coming.
Right.
He's got, mark my words,
20 wins
for Bassett end of the year. They're
going to need that with the injuries now.
Big move on the overnight number with him today taking on Dakota Hudson. All right, that's it for us today. Enjoy everything today. NBA, NHL playoff action, the PGA. We're back tomorrow, 7 Eastern. See ya.
If you thought there was a sports betting offseason, think again. Our VSiN sports betting experts are working 24/7 to keep you informed on every sport on the schedule. The over pays the same for a baseball game or a football championship, and our team grinds year-round to help improve your betting night, to help improve your betting night, to help improve your betting night, to help improve.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf-Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.